Welcome, Michael, to SecuPeace.
Ah, thank you, Sasha. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Michael, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Yeah, my morning ritual consists of waking up somewhere between 5:30 and 6 each morning and going for a surf. I only live on the beach. So I go up, get up there, nice and refreshed, enjoy my morning, getting ready for another day of excitement.
You are the founder of My Time. What is the best constructive guidance you received in launching My Time?
In launching My Time, I've received copious amounts of guidance and advice, and this platform is something that is yet to be seen globally. It's a social competitions platform where we can bring brands and consumers together for endless amounts of creativity and where their imaginations can run free. And the best advice that I've ever received was from a guy named Sam Cust. And his advice was always, let the market drive what My Time will become. And by taking on that advice, it's allowed me to create a platform where imaginations will be able to run free. It's very, very useful for anyone to create content to connect with brands and the local community. So that advice of allowing the market to dictate what we want to be has allowed us not to do what I want, but what a platform is meant to do, allow people to use it for their benefit.
What do you think would probably surprise most people about you and why?
Oh, I think the thing that would surprise most people about me is that always thinking. I'm often perceived as laid back, pretty casual, but I'm always looking at things, thinking of ways to do things better, whether that be in life, whether that be in business, in relationships, whatever that is. I think I'm always looking for opportunities to do things better, do things differently, and just experience life. And I think that's a really exciting thing about me that most people don't know. I just like to experience things.
What have you found to be the best way of addressing rejection in your past?
The best way to deal with rejection, I've always found, is to accept that it's going to happen. You're always going to be rejected. You're never going to please everybody. And part of that that journey of rejection is learning and self-reflecting and finding what you could have done differently. Did you really even want to do anything differently? Rejection can be viewed as a negative, but I always see it as a positive because you learn. And also every rejection, that just brings you one step closer to succeeding. So people often talk about when you're trying to raise funds for startups, you need to see a couple of hundred of investors before you get the one who's going to invest. So the quicker I get that rejection, the quicker I get to that success. So I always see rejection as an opportunity to learn.
Michael, what is your life philosophy based on?
My life philosophy, that's a really interesting and potentially very deep question. But my philosophy really is based on experience. Go and take some educated risks. Go and find things that are unusual. Understand, take the good from them, discard the bad, and from that you'll become a better person and hopefully just contribute to your friends, your family, to society much better than what you did yesterday. So my philosophy is go and experience things and learn from them. Never treat anything as a bad experience.
What was the inspiration behind creating My Time?
Oh, the inspiration, My Time was has been a project that's been around for about 9 years now. And the inspiration is that I love to see people succeed in life, in business, whether they retire, they get married, like all of those things. I just love to see people succeed. And I thought, what better way to do that than provide a platform where people can use their creativity and win prizes, become famous. And there is no restriction on that. That so many people have advantages in this world where they can have money or they have opportunities that others don't, but with a platform like My Time, where you can enter a competition, and if you are a talent in creativity, you can be successful. You don't need to have all of the extra benefits that others have in life. And so the inspiration is just to see people succeed, provide that platform for them to succeed in, and it's going to be an exciting space in the future.
Is there a book that you have read that you wish you had written it?
Oh, a book that I've read, I wish I had written it. Yeah, there's definitely that. There's a book called Limitless. It's by an author named Jim Quick, and it's all about upgrading your brain, learning anything faster. and basically unlocking your potential. And I wish I was smart enough to write that book, smart enough to understand how the brain works and how you can improve it. And I really wish I had been able to do that.
Michael, do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents? No, I'm a pretty open book. Everything that I do, I keep out in the open. There's nothing secret about me. There's nothing hidden. I always like to be open and transparent, probably sometimes to my own detriment. But no, there's no hidden talent. What you see is what you get, whether that be in anything.
Please finish this sentence. Social competition is?
It's a place where imaginations can run free.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
I think when the heart and mind don't agree, you've got to look at and understand why they don't agree. And often it's because of our preconceived ideas, and that drives one or the other. It drives our mind to be risk-averse, or it drives our heart to be risk-averse. What may seem logical to one is too emotional to the other. And so when I get to those situations, I look at it, I reflect and look at what's affecting this decision. Is it past experience? Is it fear of something I've read? And try and take that into account. And ultimately, 9 times out of 10, I go with my heart.
Michael, do you have a favorite comfort food?
Favorite comfort food? Oh, I think we all got lots of favorite comfort foods, don't we? I don't think I could name one. I just like to enjoy all sorts of food these days, try different experiences. But if I had to say one single comfort food, I think that would have to be ice cream. I love a good ice cream.
What is the best career decision you've ever made?
The best career decision was to start my time by far and away. I've always enjoyed seeing people succeed, and in previous roles I've led teams, led departments, led businesses, and the best decision I've made is to leave all that behind and get into my time and really create a platform that's limitless and see the opportunities for so many more people to succeed. And it's just such an exciting thing. I'm excited every day to get up and build on this platform to see what it can become.
As an entrepreneur, do you have any pet peeves?
Any pet peeves? I think as an entrepreneur, you work really hard. You spend countless hours thinking, grinding away. And I think the biggest pet peeve for me is that sometimes people are too closed. You talk to them as an entrepreneur looking for that break, looking for that opportunity, and people are just too closed, too selfish with their own ambition and not willing to be helped, even though someone helped them 6 months, 6 years ago to build their business. So I think that's a bit of a pet peeve where people forget that they were helped at some stage and they're not willing to help others.
What is the most demanding aspect of your career?
The most demanding aspect is time, I suppose. Time's always hard. It's limited. There's only so many hours in a day, hours in a week. So trying to get as much work done in those hours is the biggest demand. You don't get time back. Once it goes, it's gone.
My time celebrates creating memories and sharing them with the public and the audience. Do you have a favorite childhood memory?
Oh, I've got thousands of those childhood memories. But my favorite memories are going away on holidays with the family, surfing, and then transferring those sorts of memories to ones with my mates, where we're just going up and down the coast, surfing and traveling and new experiences. I think, you know, holidays as a general, they're their favourite memories, always.
Do you have a favourite quote, Michael?
A favourite quote of mine is to die with memories and not dreams. I think often many people, from my experience, get to your deathbed and they talk about what they should have done. My aim is in my life is to get there and hopefully have a peaceful death and die with memories. Of saying I've tried things, I've experienced things, and I've really given life a good go.
Very wise. Earlier you shared how you begin your day. How do you end your day?
Oh, I end most of my days watching TV. I try and spend some time watching TV late at night just to relax, something funny, something light. But always after I've spent the evening doing more work researching, but I find TV is a great way to unwind, turn the brain off, but also be entertained by those creative people out there.
And finally, Michael, what do you do and where can people contact you?
Right, so I'm the founder of MyTime. You can find us at www.createmytime.com. We're a social competitions platform. Basically, big premise of bringing brands together with consumers to create endless user-generated content. User-generated content is going to be the future. 50% more engagement for your brand comes through user-generated content than anything you can create yourself. So it's important that people use my time for that benefit, and I really look forward to connecting with people.
Thank you, Michael, for joining us on Executive Heat.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.